We've spoken on this program a few times about the National Centre for Pharma Health. We've talked about some of its successes and successful programs that it runs and how some of those programs are being looked at interstate and I think being rolled out interstate as well. We've also spoken about their need for ongoing funding, and it's a battle they've been fighting, it seems, for a couple of years now. Well, the National Centre for Pharma Health, based in Hamilton, is at risk of closing if they don't get adequate government funding in the federal budget tomorrow. We're hearing all sorts of stuff about the federal budget, what will and will not be in there and what's being ruled out or not being ruled in. I guess for much of it, we just have to wait until the budget is actually handed down. Sue Brumby is the Centre Director for the National Centre for Pharma Health and with us this morning. Sue Brumby, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve.
Is it crunch time for your centre with this federal budget?
Yes, it certainly is crunch time, Steve.
Just explain the circumstances, if you would. Remind listeners what's happened over the last little while.
Yes, sure. So we were funded we started in 2008 on the back of a very, very successful program that had been running for 10 years, Sustainable Farm Families. We were funded, our funding ceased June 2012, and since then we've been, finishing and completing other research projects that we've been successful in getting funding for. They are all completing and finished, and we've been, lobbying with the government to get ongoing funding now for some time. We're down to about 6 staff, and after the 30th of June, we will be down to 2.
Okay. How much funding do you need?
We're asking for a shared response. The centre was originally funded through Victoria, and their work was done in Victoria, and any interstate work was paid for by interstate governments or organisations. So we're asking for $500,000 from the state government and $500,000 from the federal government.
What have you been promised thus far?
We have been advised by the, but not formally, of $250,000 from the state government, contingent upon the federal government providing a 2-for-1. Now, I guess we'll be happy to see funding, obviously, but it is a Victorian-based centre where the majority of our work has been done in Victoria. So we would think at least a 50-50 would be more appropriate.
When you say 2-for-1, the state's saying we'll give you 250 if the feds give you 500.
Yes.
What noises are you hearing out of your local member, out of federal parliament? I know you've been lobbying pretty furiously. I just wonder what you're hearing, Susan Brumby.
Look, we've heard, I think, everything we possibly can hear from, it's not likely to happen, or to, you're in with a chance. So it's very, very, we have no sense of how we're going. And I guess, we've been lobbying very, very hard, and we've put submission in, we've met with people, we've been to Canberra, we've been to, met in Victoria, we've lobbied obviously Hugh Delahunty and Dan Tehan, and we've lobbied our upper house members, and so, I don't think we can do any more, and of course we've had fantastic support from our community and the farmers and VFF and the National Farmers Federation.
What's lost if you don't get the funding? What will we lose in country Victoria?
Well, I think what we will lose, well, I know what we'll lose, is I guess we've now built up over the years a program, particularly Sustainable Farm Families, that has been delivered to over 2,500 men and women. And it was used very successfully through the drought to help farm men and women, I guess, look after their health, well-being and safety during a period that was very tough, and help them come out the other side in a better position to be resilient. And farmers themselves will tell you that. We've also developed the only graduate certificate in agricultural health and medicine in Australia through the School of Medicine at Deakin University. So this means rural professionals, overseas trained doctors can come and do subjects on agricultural health and medicine so that when they go and practice in rural communities, they've got some idea of what happens on a farm. So when farm men or women or ag workers or even farm children come in, you know, they know about asking the right questions about what's happening on farms. Are you using chemicals? You're exposed to dust. You know, what kind of things are you lifting? You know, serious questions that can make a big difference to people.
Mm.
And we've also, of course, done a lot of research. So we're just finishing up looking at the social impact of hearing loss, you know, in people that can already be a bit socially isolated. What is that impact on that farming couple, that farming business when you have hearing loss? Work on organophosphates and neurological diseases, physical activity and depression with farmers. We've done lots of work, and we have a fabulous website, and we also have agriculturally focused occupational clinics, which no one else does.
Is it right that both the state and federal governments have said in the past that they support the project, they support the centre, yet they're a bit shy on coming up with the funds? Is that a fair assessment?
Ah, yes, absolutely. If you happen to want some light reading, if you look at Hansard on Wednesday night. Last week there was, I think there's 14, 15 pages about the centre being discussed, and members from both sides spoke very glowingly about our work.
This is State Parliament?
Yes.
And was that in context of a bill, Susan Brumby?
I think there was a vote on it, yes.
Okay, but still only that $250,000 from the state, which is half of what you're asking for as a state contribution. Let's say you don't get your $1 million, you get part of that money. Does that keep the centre operating, or does it need the $4 million to operate?
Look, to keep going with the, in particular, the Sustainable Farm Families, the service delivery arm, that is, you know, that is an expensive part of our service, going out to rural communities and travelling and working with the people in the community and also engaging with the local health services. So that it certainly would mean a reduction in the number of those programs we would be able to do.
You've got a nervous 24 to 48 hours to wait.
We have. I mean, I feel very so strongly about rural and regional Victoria and rural and regional Australia. You know, particularly agriculture and our rural communities and being able to keep contributing to Australia's economy and actually having places that people want to come and visit, you know, or come and work where there's good job opportunities and there's vibrant communities. And the centre plays a key role in helping that happen.
Susan Brumby, thank you for your time this morning. We'll have to watch with great interest in, when the budget's handed down. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks very much, Steve.
Susan Brumby, Centre Director of the National Centre for Farmer Health.